Okay, chevra, let's learn. So this is like Kabbalah Satorah. There are so many lessons to learn from Kabbalah Satorah for us. Meaning, the Torah is not just telling us that was the way they were mekabel. Then the Torah is telling us how should we be mekabel today in the year 2023. So, Aleph, before we even get to the Archaim, Vayishma Yisroi, and Yisro heard, that's the introduction for Kabbalah Satorah. This whole story of Yisro, the Adam and the Ramban says it's not even happened there, they just stuck it there. So what's Pshat? So Pshat number one, in order to be Mekabel the Torah, you have to be, first things first, a Shomea, a real live listener. The whole Welt heard, but only one guy showed up. Vayishma asks Rashi, Ma Shoma Uba, what did he hear and come? I mean, everybody heard, but what's the chiluk of Yisro? Ma Shama Uba, Yisro shows up. You know, you got to show up at the game. You got to be a player. You can't just be a guy who says, oh, that was cool. Like, you know, twiddle your thumbs and move on. You got to be all in. That's Aleph. But then we move on to the Erechayim. These psukim, prior to Kabbalah Satorah, when Klal Yisro leaves Rafidim and enters into Sinai, these are probably, like, for us, the number one lesson of how we prepare ourselves for Kabbalah Satorah. The Erechayim begins, Vayisru Rafidim. And Klal Yisrael left Rafidim. Kashe, lama me'achar ha'muktam, why is it goes in reverse order? Ki pasuk zeil ha'aktim kodem pasuk shelefanav. It should have been what? When you go, I left my house and I got to school. That's not what the Torah writes. The Torah says, I got to school and then I left my house. But wait, wrong order. They got to Sinai and then, by the way, oh, they left Rafidim. It should be, they left Rafidim and got to school. Why does it say that? Listen to this Orchayim. Listen to this language. This language is unbelievable. V'ulai, perhaps, right? He's almost scared to say this Orchayim. Shehu al derech omrim. It's the way people say ahava mikalkelis es ashura. Love makes you do crazy things. So ahava mikalkelis ashura lahaktemucha. It makes you say the first thing first, and the first thing last, and the last thing first. Shos kizeh yoyim hamekuvah alabar l'tayr la'olam l'yonim l'tonim miyom abriya miyom abriya. This, the day of Kabbalah Satorah, was the day that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was waiting for since the day he was born, since the day the world was created. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was waiting for that. And he couldn't wait to put pen to paper to write that what? That Klal Yisrael arrived at Sinai. Even though it's in Fakert, it's in reverse order. So you see this love. Now, somebody asked me yesterday in class, wait, Rebbe, what do you mean? HaKadosh Baruch Hu emotions, what's going on? HaKadosh Baruch Hu couldn't wait? That's a human characteristic. I said, exactly. It was what do you mean? I said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in Torah Devarah, the whole Torah Devarah is about this, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu relays emotions to us in order for us to be dumb to Him and have those emotions. What's the way for us to connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Kabbalah Satorah? Just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu couldn't wait to put pen to paper to write Kabbalah Satorah because He loves the Torah so much and that's the whole purpose of creation. Zel bezach for each and every one of us. You want to be excited about Torah? You got to love it. If you love it, and this is the most important thing, you don't even remember getting dressed in the morning because you're coming to yeshiva. Can you imagine? Right? Can you imagine? How'd you get to yeshiva? You ever get somewhere? Like, you get older, you'll see this. Like, where'd you park? Oh, I remember one time I went to a Met game. Lahavdil. And after the game is over, I go look for my car. Before the clicker days. I go, stolen. Not there. I had to have a cop drive. The game was 14 sections over, whatever. It's because you have a Kakelis and Ashura. I was young. I couldn't wait to go to the Met game. Right? I'm not sure. So, to me, it's all about the Met game, not about anything else. So, Kodesh Baruch Hu, I have a Kakelis and Ashura. So, for us, we gotta run to Torah like we run to the Met game. But then, if you skip a couple of paragraphs, I can't see it in yours because it's hard to see. But if you turn over to Zach, and he starts, the Orachayim over here. He starts saying, so it's not the one that says 279 on top, it's the other one. It's second line in the Orchai. He says, Ha'echad. He says, the three critical components for preparation of Kabbalah Satorah, which we see from the Psukim. Number one, Ha'echad who is Gabrus Vis'atzmos, this idea of getting yourself put together in like, literally, like before a big game, you work out, right? So too when it comes to Torah, this Hisatmos, this Be'isek HaTorah. Of the opposite of laziness. I don't even know what the opposite would be. Kia Atzlus, he writes, Hu Esev Amatzid Hasagasa. It's the grass that takes away from your achievement. You can't be lazy when it comes to Torah. You got to be all in. Your mamish have to get all in. And he brings a raya. I'm going to skip here for a little bit. It says, Vayisu Mirfidim. What is the language of Rafidim? Rafidim comes from Ripoy. Right? What did Haman want to do? What did Amalek want to do to us? They wanted to make us let go, release. When you're holding on tight to something, you don't let go. Right? When you have a kid, he's running into the street, what do? You grab him. Why? Because you want to hold on to the kid. I'm sorry for grabbing. Because you want to hold on to the kid. What happens if you don't care if the kid frolics in the field? You let go. He says, "Zelib zachu Torah." How do you know that you're going to be able, how do you prepare for Torah? You got to hold on tight. It's got to be the most important thing. You got to be totally, what I would say, laser-like focused. Today, you know why we don't have the same results that they used to have in previous generations? Right? Because Rabbi Akiva Eiger, does he learn more hours? Yes. But does he learn more hours in the Gedolim today? Yet our Gedolim are not like Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Because we can't. We don't have that ability to have that laser-like focus. It's not shaykh, right? That our qualitative learning is not as strong. And on our level, that means when you go learn, today you see guys learning, right? I see this in a lot of Batei Midrashim in Eretz Yisrael. And I don't want to rip on anybody, chas v'shalom, but they're learning nicely. And then after an hour, they check the scores. What are you checking the scores? What are you doing? You got to check if your mother wrote? All in means, when I'm learning, there's one friend of mine. He's a very chashuv rav in America right now. So what was the chiluk between him and the base medrash and everybody else in the base medrash? He didn't put more hours than everybody else. So I said his hour was an hour. You know what I mean? Laser-like focus. The opposite of laziness. Laziness means, you know, I'm thinking of a svara, I kick up my head, I go for a coffee break. Now again, I'm not telling you not to take breaks when you need a break. But I'm just telling you, when you're learning, you learn. Laser-like focus, says the Archaim. It can't be with Riffy and Dime. It can't be that I'm releasing. I once asked for Shechter. I said, Rebbe, how do you remember every Tosis? And he does, right? I remember once I hit with Lori Lakola. So he says, what, you remember all your kids' birthdays, right? You know, right? Yeah, of course you do. Why? Because it's important. The Ahava, the love, the all will tie into this chazkus that we have towards it, right? It will be laser-like focus, right? You're not going to forget your wife's birthday. And if you do, you're out, right? You know what I'm saying? You're not going to, what are you looking at? You're a guy's engaged. So it's got to be all in. It's got to be with this lack of laziness. And that's the way the Torah stays. That's what Rebbe Yehudaim. That's Aleph. Beis. Let's see what is in yours. Beis. I can't. It's hard to read this one. But Beis is so. You got it? Yeah, it's in the second column over there. Yeah, Vinyan Beis. Second line, second column. Who has shiflus v'ha'anova. The critical component to understanding Torah is to be humble. Ki ein divrei Torah miskaimin. The Torah doesn't stay with anybody unless they're willing to become humble like the desert. And we said, Vayachiru b'amidbar, the Pasuk writes. What's a midbar? A midbar represents humility. You know that you learned the story when you were kids. Why was Har Sinai selected as the mountain by which the Torah would be given? Now you learned it as a kid and some of you stayed like a kid. Oh, because Har Sinai was humble. Who cares what Har Sinai? It's a mountain. A mountain's an irrelevant object. But it's teaching us a lesson. It's giving us a dimion. That the way the Torah stays is humility. And I find this, there's two ways this works. Number one, on a practical level, right? I once went over to a kid. I said, no, put on tefillin. He goes, no. I said, why not? He goes, I don't believe in God. So I said, really? I said, you studied up on the Rambam? No. You studied up on Aristotle? Who doesn't believe? No. I said, did you do any research on this topic? He goes, no, I just don't believe it. It doesn't make sense. I said, you're an arrogant. You're not an unbeliever. You're not a kaifer. I'm not giving you that much credit. I said, you're an arrogant person. And you think that your daya matters as much as all the people who came before you. You know how much research has been done on these topics? Who are you? So when you go into a sugya, and you think you're going to put your shtals in the sugya, you don't think Rava thought it out perfectly? You don't think Abayi said? You don't think Rashi put it down after Taisus, the Ritva, Pnei Yoshua, Shulchan Aruch, Ramah, Mishnah Berurah, and now you're the guy coming in and saying, that's the height of arrogance. Of course I'm going to stay with you because you're not listening. By Yishma Yisrael, began by being the Shomer, by being humble, so then you could be introduced to the sugya as almost like, okay, I'm going to understand things. Don't put yourself in before. And I think there's a second idea here. And these words, I hear Rabbi Elephant speaking every week, he uses this terminology, and I think that it's so beautiful, is that in order for us to get the Torah, it's a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? Remember, Yagata Umatzata Tamin. If you work hard, and it's a Metziah then. You know why? Because it's not through my hard work that I understand, but through my hard work, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives me a gift and enables me to understand. So same thing with Anivus. If I come into a sugya humble and recognizing there's so much depth around me, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives me that tana. Why? You ready for this line? Because I'm accessing the chelek Elokei Mimal with inside of me. Because what is a HaKadosh Baruch Hu? What is he? He's a humble person. So when I show up with Anivus, so then I'm accessing that point of humility. And therefore I'm accessing my connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mamela, the Torah is just the Chachmas, not just. The Torah is the Chachmas Hashem, which I'm able to access and tap into. So that's Beis. So Aleph is his chazkus, is the opposite of laziness. Beis is humility. And Gimel, he writes here, is the classic. Who bechinas yeid chacham v'schabrus b'leim shalem v'samin. It's this idea of connection. Connection. Yichadudu zeh b'zeh. Yazbu panim zeh l'zeh. Who connects them are v'yichan sham Yisrael. You know it's a song, right? V'yichan, in the singular, v'yichan sham Yisrael neged har. That the prerequisite for Kabbalah's HaTorah, the introduction to Kabbalah's HaTorah, has to be that we're not doing this alone. You're too small to do this alone. You need to connect with all your chaverim. And when there's a group coming together, my neshama expands. Right? Because all of our neshamas are really one, just our guf, our body separates those neshamas at a physical plane. But when I'm able to connect with other people, because my neshama is really one, and then I'm linking into other people's neshama. When I link into other people's neshama, you know what happens? I'm able to receive the Torah on a much beautiful level. It's a prerequisite. Going back, it's the same notion. I'm accessing more of my HaKadosh Baruch Hu with inside myself, the Chelek Elokei Mimal, if I should say properly, and therefore He is giving me the Matana of the Torah. That's what it's all about. That's why when you get married, you're able to understand the Torah that much more, because there's more of an Achdus. You're taking somebody else and you're including that as part of who you are. When I join a larger Chevra, I'm not Chevrusa, I can yell and scream to understand better. Chavrusa means that you listen, not just you say. Right? That goes back to the Anivus. These are all interchangeable. Every midah is interchangeable with another midah. So these three things, we're learning about Kabbalah Sater. All the greats have all these midahs. Right? Reb Chaim Brisker. Reb Chaim Brisker, the great Lamdin. What does it say on his kever? Ish Chesed. What is he telling you? Through his Achdus. Also, I think it's his humility. He doesn't write about his greatness in Torah. No, this is what makes great people in Torah. We could all do it. We could all achieve. We got to read the Pesukim. When we read the Pesukim, think about how we can prepare for Kabbalah Satorah. We prepare for Kabbalah Satorah. We'll be Zaychem Yisrael to become great in all areas of learning. Zaygezunt and Stark.